Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. The food is fantastic, the atmosphere in the bar is amazing, and they have carvery on a Sunday as well. The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. So this is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and this is episode number 17. So what is this episode all about? This is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter, and it's very different to everything that we do during the week, because this episode, let me explain how we actually come to this episode. When we broadcast our show live during the week on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, while the audience is building up on Facebook before we discuss our main topic of the day, myself and Jeremy sit here in our studio talking shite. And it's very, very random stuff. We get stuff off our chest. It is the random hour. It's whatever you want to call it. It's the two of us just sitting here shooting the breeze. Now, you'll either love this episode of Opinions Matter or you'll absolutely hate it. I don't know which one you're going to be, but give it a go and see what you think. So, on this episode of Opinions Matter, we hear how one of us met Jeffrey Epstein's doppelganger, which really freaked us out. Why you've to be silent for some sports, but not for all sports. And water snobbery. Why some people think it is not cool to drink Ishka water. What's that all about? You'll find out on this latest episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 17. Let's start last Monday.
I don't want to slag you guys off, okay?
But you're about to.
But I'm about to, okay?
Come on.
And, you know, we invite you guys onto the podcast all the time, and we invite anybody that messages us is invited onto the podcast, yeah?
Yes, and we get the most bizarre excuses as to why you can't join us on the podcast.
Yeah. Now, some people say, and I get that and I don't get it, some people say I'm too shy to come on. And my question to you would be, if you're too shy to come on and talk to two fools like us, how do you get by in life? How do you get a mortgage?
If you're too shy to talk?
Yeah, if you're too shy to talk.
Or you walk into the bank manager, I want a mortgage. No, I can't.
That's a genuine question. How does someone who's too shy to talk to humans, and I'm not knocking, what's it called? Is it social anxiety or?
Social anxiety, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like a penguin. You know the way a penguin, if a penguin was in this room, it'd stand in the corner there.
If a penguin
there.
Was in this room, it's so hot in this room, the penguin would be dead.
It
literally
but it'd stand in the corner.
Keel over.
They have social anxiety.
Keel over. Yeah? The penguin would keel over.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick a penguin, by the way?
Because they've social anxiety.
No, I think you'll find penguins are the most sociable animals.
No, not if they're on their own.
Yes,
if they're on their own with no other penguins.
Have you seen the movie Happy Foot?
Feet. He had two happy feet. He didn't just have one foot.
I was happy foot. Have you seen happy foot?
So he's just there clapping one foot.
He was a deformed penguin. Can you say that, deformed?
You can't say that, no.
You can, yeah,
no,
you can.
No.
Why did you... You have to throw penguins into the mix now. Anyway, my point is, if you are someone who is socially shy, and I don't have a problem with that, if that's your bag, but I would love to know... So I'm getting choked up here about this. Sorry, I'm not. Just a bit of food is stuck in my throat. Why are you so social?
Will you get on with it?
How do you get a bank loan? So say, for instance, you apply to... who do you have your mortgage with?
Bank of Ireland.
Bank of Ireland.
Yeah.
And Bank of Ireland ring you.
Yeah.
So say, for instance, let's just pick a random listener's name who we don't know. David.
Okay, yeah.
So a listener called David. And David has been approved for a mortgage, which is it's always a great call to get.
It is.
When the bank, you've never got that call. Sorry, Mr. Kennedy declined for your criminal background.
Go on anyway. So how do people cope? Well, I'll give you an example as to why. Here's a good example.
Yes.
Yes. Lads, I genuinely had four strokes.
Oh, four strokes?
Yeah, four strokes.
Well, he's a golfer.
What? No. I assume...
Oh, strokes as in...
The thing in your brain.
Well, you can't make jokes about that.
No,
yes.
I know. And the person says, and I can't speak right, or I'd come on. In other words, that's a really good excuse. That's a genuine excuse.
The way you use that one, I can't even slag that off.
No.
That's a really good excuse.
No. It's a really good excuse.
By the way, can I just say... As a warning,
yeah.
If you've had four strokes, which is, I don't know, is that a lot of strokes?
But it's more than four. One, I would have thought is a lot.
But it's four more than I've had.
Yeah.
If you've had four strokes, listening to this podcast is
probably isn't a good idea.
This will get your blood pressure through the roof. Anyway, if you have social anxiety, yeah, forget about stroke, man. You're okay, you get a pass.
Yeah, he does.
You sit down and calm down. If you suffer from social anxiety where you hate talking to people, so Bank of Ireland have approved you for a mortgage. So you can do it all online now. You don't have to talk to someone.
Yeah, great.
You fill it out, all out online. And Bank of Ireland ring you on a Tuesday. So it's, give me a bank manager's name. What's a good bank?
Trevor.
No, bank manager.
Oh, no, Trevor would never be a bank manager, would he? See,
that's like saying Darren would be a bank manager.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's not.
No
offense to any Darrens.
Oh, there's loads of them listening to us right now.
They listen to Opinions Matter. They don't run banks. There's no bank manager or judge called Darren, is there? Ivor. Ivor's a good name.
Ivor?
Oh, Ivor.
No, Damon Ivor? No. No.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Let me think of a bank manager's name.
Fintan. There. Fintan is the bank manager's name.
What's my bank manager's name? Although, how would I know? You wouldn't know your bank.
No, nobody knows anymore. We'll go with Fintan.
So Fintan, he's after getting your mortgage approval.
Yep, and he rings you.
100% mortgage, yeah?
Yep.
Do they still do those?
No.
Why don't they do 100%?
They just don't.
And Fintan. I don't approve of that.
It's Grant. Go with
what's
Fintan.
What's his surname? It has to be.
I know a Fintan who is a pilot, a captain.
Oh, it's a captain's name. This is Captain.
Would you get on with it?
I could just hear that.
Your waffling is to my head. And
this is Captain Fintan, flying over the Alps. If you look at
that's exactly
left,
what he said. I heard
him. You will see the Bay of Biscay. Fintan rings you.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. Because he's ringing you to say mortgage approval.
Yeah.
And you answer and go.
But it's Fintan here. I'm offering you mortgage.
It's bizarre.
Robert says 100% mortgages was one of the worst things to ever happen. It was.
No, it wasn't. It got
people were borrowing far too much money.
No. We did. We got 150% mortgage. We were able to buy half the house next door as well. I don't want to get into talking about 100% mortgages, okay?
Why?
Because that's not what this
podcast is about. But you said that they still do them anymore. No, they don't. And it's good that they don't.
It's not ideal. If they were able to do it, I'd live in a big bloody house. By the way.
You live in a dog box.
Because I didn't get enough of a mortgage. And by the way, it's not a dog box. A dog wouldn't fit in there. Dogs get out in the garden. I was doing a, ladies and gentlemen, How the Other Half Live. I was doing a party at the weekend in a house.
In a house, yeah.
It was actually in a marquee. This was for a very salubrious person.
What's a salubrious person? Salubrious is surroundings. This is a salubrious person.
Yeah, no, it was a she, actually. She was very salubrious.
Salubrious, okay.
A friend of the family.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
And she's minted.
Yeah. And it was a kid's christening. No, not christening. What's the one after the christening? I always get them mixed up.
Communion.
The communion thing. It was a communion in a marquee. And I was doing...
How tacky. But go on anyway, yeah.
No, these people are salubrious.
They're salubrious. They do communion in a marquee with a DJ with no hair. That's brilliant. That's a great way to spend a child's life.
Now, the one thing they did have that I disagree with and I find it tacky as fuck.
Which was?
I don't know if I should say it because there's people that may have done this and I just find it tacky. Can I whisper it to you?
Yeah, go on, whisper away.
When they have the big letters and the lights.
Ah, yeah.
Can I say that?
What did the letters say?
I got paid handsomely for this gig. So
what did the letters say?
It was the name of the girl who made her communion. Okay, they had big letters in lights with the girl's name on it.
Yeah.
Okay, now thankfully, many letters. She had five letters in her name, so there's only five big
letters, yeah.
But I find that tacky as fuck. And you know what else?
I also find having a DJ in a marquee on a Saturday afternoon playing tunes.
They were very lucky to get this DJ.
That's how low you've gone now.
I'll do any gigs.
You're doing communion gigs.
Yeah, I'll do communion gigs. I'll do divorces. I'll do get out of prison gigs.
They're good,
Get out of prison gigs because most of you probably know someone that's locked up. So when you get out of prison.
Yeah, you need to celebrate. Yeah.
And my first song is always, I want to break free. In fact, it's the only song you can play at that gig. Anyway, I was at this salubrious.
I didn't realise things were that bad that you're doing communion gigs now.
Three kids, Ed.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Those clothes don't get... You know, I can't just go in and rob the clothes. Anyway, I was doing this gig and there was a guest at the gig.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be terrible when you look like someone unsavoury.
When he looked like some, he looked like Vladimir Putin.
No,
didn't
he didn't look like Vladimir
Putin. Because the reason I say that is, I did a gig a couple of months ago, yeah, and one of the fellas on stage, standing right beside me, was Vladimir Putin.
Where did you do it? In the Donbass region?
No, I didn't. No.
Because you do a gig.
I did it in the Meath region.
You'd actually,
and it was Vladimir Putin. I have a photograph and everything of him.
So this fella,
scary.
This fella who was at my gig, and I'm not exaggerating. He was the spitting image
of.
No, I don't just mean he looked a bit like, if you pointed at him, I went, yeah, I can see that. He was the spit of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, I don't know. But no, it wasn't Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah.
But he was a clone of him.
He was a clone of Jeffrey Epstein. So he had the grey hair and he dressed like, you know, Jeffrey Epstein used to wear jumpers. You never see Jeffrey Epstein in a suit.
Did you not?
No.
Hang on, I'll have to Google that. Yeah, go on.
Google Jeffrey Epstein. You will not see him in a suit. Anyway, well, that's him in prison. He wasn't really going to wear a suit in prison.
Oh, yeah, he always had it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cash as, yeah.
And
yeah.
Apparently the reason behind it, now, I don't know if this is true or not, is because, you know, the way he was into massages.
Allegedly.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Oh, he was, massages. Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
You could just pull up the jumper. Like, if you're getting a massage and you're wearing a suit, that takes about 10 minutes to take off the suit. Take off the cufflinks.
Right, but if you have a T-shirt on.
Yeah, straight off the back, giving you a massage. Anyway, this fella at the communion was the spit of Jeffrey Epstein. He had the jumper on. He had the glasses, which is wankerish, by the way.
Oh, around the neck, yeah.
Yeah, why do people do that?
Wrecks my head.
Where do you even get the string?
I don't know. You can get them in...
Where? Wanker shops.
Yeah, that's where you get them.
He had the glasses around the neck and he had the grey hair as well. And he was... No, God love him and all that. Imagine being...
He's your doppelganger.
All joking aside, imagine a paedophile. Can we say that?
Well, yeah.
Can we?
In Epstein's case, you can say what you like. He's dead.
Dirty pedo.
Yeah, there you go.
Little bastard.
Yeah, he's dead.
Imagine being what's that word called?
Doppelganger.
That doesn't even make sense. A doppelganger.
You've never heard the word doppelganger?
No, but what's...
It means if you're a clone of somebody. A doppelganger.
Is it not doubleganger?
No, doppelganger.
Anyway, imagine being a doppelganger of... Like, there's no one else in the world that looks like Jimmy Savile.
You'd go for cosmetic surgery if you did.
He was very unique.
Yeah, he was.
He was very unique. But this fella was the spit of Jeffrey Epstein to the point that I kept trying to take a photograph of him on my phone. But every time I was taking a photograph of him, he hid behind someone else. So I couldn't get a photograph of him because I would have put it up on Facebook.
You'd have put your man's photograph up?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Once I get paid for gigs, it's all gloves off. But why would you not change your appearance?
If you looked at the image of somebody like him, I don't know.
If you looked like Jeffrey Epstein.
I definitely would.
But the fact that he had... Like, the one thing, you can't change, obviously, your cheeks or your eyes and stuff like that, yeah? But you'd at least dye your hair, wouldn't you?
I would think so, if you looked that much like... Did you go over and say it to him? Hey, Jeffrey.
Well, you look like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you love to pay me gig?
Well, when you got paid?
Cash in hand, Ted.
Oh, I'll make a note of that.
What?
Are you listening, Akara?
Who's the Cora?
That's the Revenue Commissioners.
I have no friends in the Revenue Commissioners. Anyway,
did you just admit to getting paid cash in hand at a gig on Saturday in a salubrious surrounding?
I'm actually going to...
Can I just tell you, Jeremy, I would withdraw that statement. There's some people that would listen to this show that are out to get you morning, noon and night.
Morning, noon,
and
night.
They will literally ring the Revenue Commissioners to tell that story. Did you get paid cash in hand for a gig on Saturday?
No, I didn't.
Good.
No, I asked for... Here, I'm not your man.
You're not your man.
What's his name? Leonardo in the movie.
Who?
Where he's on the yacht counting the money. What's the talking about? I love that movie.
Did you or did you not get paid cash in hand for a gig on Saturday?
Sorry, I'm not the Wolf of Wall Street here.
I know, but you're the...
No, I actually didn't.
Okay.
Those days are long gone. Now, had I have asked for it, I probably would have got it for cash, but I like putting money back in. I like, ladies and gentlemen who listen to this podcast...
You like paying tax.
I like paying for your dole, boys and girls. I'm paying for your dole. But anyway, to that man...
And there's a message. As I said, there's a message. I work for revenue. Notes have been taken.
Now, don't mention that man's name, but he actually does work for revenue.
Yeah, but there you go.
He has that look about him, doesn't he?
That he works for the revenue? Let me have a look.
No offense.
Oh, yeah.
I can't name you. You know who you are.
Definitely works for revenue.
Yeah.
You want to be very careful then.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a revenue commissioner.
Or, just call him Or.
Yeah.
If you were to check my accounts, you'll see that check was...
You got paid by check? Who gets paid by check?
Okay, I'm getting deep.
2025.
I'm getting
You're
deep.
Digging this hole
I'm getting deeper.
Bigger.
Jordan Belford.
Who's Jordan Belfort?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, that's his name.
Remember, he was on the yacht and he was counting. Has some money, fuckers. Remember, he was doing that.
Yeah. That's not you, is it?
That's not me. Anyway, if you were listening, if that this gets back to that man who was at that christening, no, communion. I hope you enjoyed the day, by the way. Very difficult to pick music for...
I wouldn't do a gig like that. That's what I said. I'm really sorry to hear things have gotten that bad for you lately.
I was handsomely paid.
Doesn't matter, I still wouldn't do it.
I was handsomely paid by cheque.
Why are you whoring yourself out?
I will whore myself out to anybody. But if you are that man that looks like Jeffrey Epstein, buy a box of... What's the stuff called that you put in your hair?
I don't put anything in my hair.
All for one. What's it called?
I at least have hair.
What's it called?
No, I don't put anything in my hair.
The one that George Clooney uses.
The one that George Clooney uses?
That makes your hair a different colour. All for men. Is it all for men?
Mine is the colour is meant to be.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Just dye your hair, okay? Nobody wants to look like a paedophile. That should be the name of this podcast.
Nobody wants to look like a paedophile.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
How come in some sports you have to stay quiet when they're playing and in others you can't, you don't have to?
Like what?
Okay, say for instance, I've been watching snooker at the moment, the championships
are
on.
Yeah, I've been watching it myself, yeah.
Non-specific championships, just the championships is on.
No, the World Snooker Championship.
Yeah, Mark Higgins and...
Anyway, you were watching snooker.
And in snooker, when the lads are bent over and they're about to take the shot, you cannot, even a sneeze, they go fucking mad. I saw, I shouldn't probably curse there, but...
There's no need for
it. But they do go mad. So I was watching a match there the other night and Mark Williams... Great player,
yeah.
Was bent over.
Yeah.
And he had the rest and he was about to take a shot. And as Mark Williams is about, now this man's a world champion, he's one of the best players. As he was about to take the shot, somebody sneezed. Now, I'm sorry, sneezes are involuntary. They're like farts. You cannot control them.
You can't control a fart.
You've been talking to my wife.
Why?
She believes that as well.
No, she's right.
She always gives out when I fart in front of her. Now, I do shits with the bathroom door open as well, which...
Might annoy her as well, I should imagine.
That really wrecks her.
I can imagine.
I don't close the bathroom door when I'm doing a shit.
But anyway, sorry, if you are farting in front of her, you're doing it for attention. You can get up and walk away and fart elsewhere.
But I do want attention from my wife. Every man wants attention from their wife.
Right, but you're looking for attention.
I'm a very needy person, as you know.
Yeah. Why don't you walk away?
I'd be the type of man that would pay for a hooker just to give me a hug. I would. I'd literally go to a hooker. Book her in for... How long can you book them for?
I don't know.
Just check. No, but how long can you book them? I presume...
You would...
What? I would, though.
Book a hooker for a hug. You're that needy.
And to tell me how nice a person I am. I don't want sex or blowjobs or anything. Just give me a hug and tell me I'm a nice person. You're the same.
I have never even contemplated booking a hooker for a hug.
Is that even on the services card?
They'll do anything.
Oh, interesting.
In fact, they'd be delighted, I'm sure. Yeah, you book a hooker. She comes around. She expects to have you slobbering all over.
Have a bit of respect for them, ladies of the night.
Of the night.
Yeah.
Nobody ever uses that expression anymore. Anyway, I would imagine if she rocked up to your gaff, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't bring a hooker to your gaff.
Well, if you lived alone, you might.
Oh yeah, you might. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
She rocks up to your gaff, and you say,
"Actually, there's a man that lives around the corner from me."
Yeah.
And he is a spinster. Spinster? What's that word called? He's a man in mature years, like your good self, but he never wed.
Right. He's a bachelor. A spinster is a woman who's...
Oh, sorry. Anyway, he's a spinster. No, he's a bachelor.
Bachelor, yeah.
Or Hines, which is it?
Come on.
And he lives on his own, and you often see women calling to his door.
Ah, it could be Meals on Wheels.
Oh, no, he's not 90. Sorry, are you at the age where you need Meals on Wheels?
It'd be great.
It would be great. But he has women calling to his door. What could they be doing?
What do you mean?
What could they be doing?
They could be dropping Meals on Wheels around. They could be...
No, he's not an elderly man. He's like late 50s, early 60s.
He could be delivering a takeaway.
He's a lot of takeaway then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of women knocking on his door.
Anyway, I should imagine if a lady of the night, as you described them, rocked up to your front door and you said, come on in. And she said, now, what service can I provide you today, Mr. Jeremy?
You'd be calling yourself John.
Okay. Yeah, John. Okay. What service can I provide you with today, Mr. John? And you say, no, that's what you call a fellow who's using prostitutes. You call him a John. No, you actually do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, and you say to her, all I want is a hug. She'd be thrilled.
Yeah, that's... But I'm telling you now, if I ever had to acquire the services of paid prostitution, it would be for a hug and to tell me I'm great. And sorry, Adrian, can I just say to you, those of you who know Adrian very well, know him down the years, Adrian's the most insecure radio presenter that has ever opened a microphone. And he always needs validation that he's a good presenter.
Will you give me a hug then?
Well, that's not going to prove that you're a good presenter.
I will. It'll make me feel better.
Back in the when Adrian used to have a job on radio many, many years ago. Since he was sacked from every radio station he ever worked on.
Every single one, yeah.
Every single one. Adrian used to always go into the... So if you work on radio, you're next in command, if you will, the sergeant of the army.
The sergeant of the army.
So you're a troop.
Right.
And the next in command in a radio station is called a program controller.
Yeah.
And Adrian would often go... Remember you used to go into Michael? Remember when he was your boss? Michael, how good was I on the show today?
And can I have a hug? That's what I'd say to him.
He didn't say the hug. He used to say, Michael, wasn't I good on the show today? The way I handled that interview, wasn't that great?
And can I have a hug?
No, you didn't ask him for a hug. And you were the same with Big D when Big D was your boss. Dave, what did you think of that topic I did last
night? Give us a hug.
I was super, wasn't I? So you're as needy as I am. You just have no confidence.
But then the only answer to this is every day.
You're like
when we arrive here.
You're like
we'll give each other a big hug.
You're like the Cristiano Ronaldo of radio.
Which means what? I'm a legend.
No. He always needs validation. He always needs people to tell him how great he is. I'd say when he's making love, he asks, "Hey, Mrs., will you tell me how great of a lovemaker I am?"
Where's he from?
I don't know where he's from. Madeira. Isn't he from Madeira?
Yeah, from Portugal. Yeah. Tell me how great a lover I am. Do I make the sexy time very nice for you? That's what Ronaldo sounds like, is it?
I'd say Ronaldo, yeah. I'd say when Ronaldo masturbates into a mirror.
Ah, stop it, will you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Why would anybody do that?
Because he fancies himself that much. He loves himself.
You just said he needs validation.
Yeah, from himself. That he's looking
Jesus,
at himself.
Okay. Anyway, where did this start from? You were talking about, sports that you have to be quiet for.
My question is, and if anybody can answer the question, how come there's some sports that you have to be quiet for and others you don't? So anyway, Mark Williams was taking a shot.
Yep.
How do we get from Mark Williams
I don't know.
To prostitutes?
And Ronaldo being a great lovemaker.
Yeah.
So Mark Williams was taking a shot.
He was taking a shot.
And somebody went...
no, sneezed. Oh. Someone sneezed. And he went, stopped and had to reset himself and... And your man, the umpire, what's the fella called? With
the umpire,
with the
yeah.
white gloves. I love a pair of those white gloves. They're cool, aren't they?
The umpire.
For rubbing your balls.
Yeah, go on.
And looked up at your man in the crowd. And you're like nearly having them shot. Now, why can a snooker player not take a shot without someone sneezing?
Because it breaks their concentration.
No, because myself and my friend Andy, as you know, we go playing snooker all the time.
Yeah.
Into Dr. Crickies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But no, that's not interesting. There's snooker tables there. So that's where we go.
Yeah, no, interesting. Yeah, go on anyway. Yeah.
And like when I'm taking a shot, sometimes Andy would, which is actually quite funny, he'd put chalk on the end of his cue and stick it up my arse when I'm taking a shot. There's actually a photograph of him doing it. So I'd be bent over the table. Right. Now, this is a podcast, and I don't know if you can see that. So I'm bent over the table, going for a tight brown, yeah?
A tight brown, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm bent over the table. And the next minute, I feel him twiddling the cue up my arsehole. Now that doesn't put me off.
That's very interesting all the same.
Yeah, that's probably why I rang him and said, can we update the games twice a week? Once isn't enough. But and same in golf. Why when you're playing golf?
Again, concentration. You need to concentrate.
Yes. But hang on a second. Let me put it to you then.
Yeah.
In a football match, when a footballer's taking a penalty, he needs to concentrate, doesn't he?
He
and
does.
The crowd are all going behind going, you're a wanker, you're going to miss the ball.
Yeah, but if you look at rugby...
I was watching a match the other day and there was a footballer for Liverpool, I think it was, taking a photograph. And I thought I could hear the crowd behind him going, your wife's a whore.
I don't think they were saying that.
I think they were.
No, I don't think they were.
Your wife's a whore.
But if you look at rugby, when a player is taking a penalty kick...
Yeah.
Stadium, 50,000 people in it, you could hear a penny drop.
Hang on. Yes, I know 1999 is on the phone. I know we've changed to euros and cents.
It's an expression.
But then, if you look at a game, okay, some people are arguing then that if a game is intricate, it needs peace. Mm-hmm. And I would say to you, the most intricate game where you can't go wrong, in other words, you have to be precise, yeah, is what? What's the most precise sport?
I have no idea what is.
Oh, come on. Where, if you're even a millimetre out...
Snooker?
No, even worse, more precise than snooker. You can't be a tenth of an inch out.
I have no idea.
Darts.
Oh, darts,
look
yeah.
at the size of the... Have you ever seen the size of a bullseye?
Yeah, it's tiny,
like
yeah.
when Andy tries to put the cue up my arse. It's like... Why did he do that to me, by the way? But why did he do that?
I don't know. But you seem to love it.
I wouldn't say love, I'd say fond.
You're fond of it.
The fondness part. So when Luke Little...
You should watch Love, Hate then.
When Luke Little...
Littler.
Yeah. Oh no, the bigger one.
No, Luke Littler, yeah.
No, he's still big.
Luke Littler.
Luke Bigger. When Luke is taking a going for a bullseye, yeah?
Yeah.
There's people, there's like big fat birds with tattoos, drinking points, go on, Luke! Go on, Luke! And then you have another fan in the crowd going, hi, Luke's going to score it. He's going to get a bullseye there.
Who said that?
He's going to get a bullseye. The kind of people that go to darts matches.
Right, so they make, in other words, they make loads of noise at darts.
Yeah, they're shouting at them, hey, Luke, you wanker, get it in the bullseye. Get it in the bullseye.
Who speaks like that?
People in the crowd of a darts match. You know the fat women with the tattoos on them that are throwing the pints up in the air. Come on. All right, my young Luke. All right, my young Luke. Get the bullseye. Get the bullseye, you little fucker.
And then he gets the bullseye.
So what's what I think we need to ban silence from sport. Can we all agree? Same with tennis.
Tennis is only, no, you wouldn't have major silence in tennis.
Oh, you do. Have you ever seen what's his name?
Novak Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, but that's his name. He had Novaks, if you remember. Remember?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Novak Djokovic.
His name was Novak, said he had Novak.
Yeah.
Didn't take the poison jab.
No, he didn't.
Good man, Novaks. He goes mad as well when people make a noise. Like, I'm sorry, if you're at the top, and this is the last thing I'm going to say on this, okay? If you're at the top of your game,
mm-hmm.
yeah? Like, you don't see Cristiano Ronaldo when he's standing up to take a penalty, yeah?
Tell me how great I am when I take a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how good my feet are. You don't hear him going, I want the crowd to be quiet while I take a penalty.
Does he?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't. The noise, the stadium's going mad. Going, hope you miss your Portuguese wanker. So, can we ban silence from sport?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that? Have a look at that. Just as a finally. And
no,
finally.
No, I can't. Go and get the bullseye, Luke. Hope you get the bullseye. Have you ever been to a darts event?
No, I've been to an exhibition match, but I've never been to a tournament.
Now, I don't want to insult some of you, and I'll finish on this positive note. I don't want to insult any because I know some of you are probably into darts, but it really attracts the scum of the earth.
Ah,
it?
No. I'd love to go to that.
Yeah, but that's because you like fat birds with tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking, and they don't just drink, like, pints. It's
jugs.
Yeah, it's a jug.
Yeah, brilliant. That sounds like my day out.
I know you're going to find this very hard to believe. I don't like a woman holding big jugs.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
Well, that sounds like my ideal day out. Can you arrange for me to go to a darts tournament?
How could I arrange? I'm just after dissing the whole thing.
Well, make it happen. Will you?
Can you do the accent, the darts accent? How do you hope you get a 180 in the next shots?
Where's he from?
I hope you finish with six darts. No, I just think that the sight of a large woman holding her two jugs and her jugs are spilling out all over the place. It's just... Would she give you a hug?
Maybe.
Maybe she would.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Are you about to ask me a random question?
Yeah, I am about to ask you a random question.
What's the random question?
Why aren't you going to Australia?
What, today?
No, ever.
I have no desire to go to Australia.
What about New Zealand?
Racist country. Racist.
Racist country?
Racist country. Yeah, they don't let anybody in past the borders.
They don't? Of course they do.
No, I've seen that programme. My wife is addicted to that programme. Where, like, people are trying to smuggle snakes into Australia and all that.
Yeah, yeah, and border control or whatever it's called, yeah.
Rashers and sausages and stuff like that. Can you not get rashers and sausages?
You can, but you're not allowed to bring them in.
Oh, why not?
They have a very strict border policy.
Oh, you brought your sausage into Australia.
I did, but...
Yeah. Did you not bring your sausage into Melbourne?
What?
Did you not try and smuggle your sausage into Melbourne?
No, I didn't try to smuggle sausages into Melbourne.
I think you did.
I didn't, no.
Anyway, they won't let anything into Australia. They're very racist. Very racist country.
Very racist. What? Yeah. Racist to sausages.
Racist to sausages. And when you think about it, if you're listening, Australians, your country was a prison. That's all it was.
It was a prison.
But that's what it was built as.
Australia was built as a prison.
Yes, that's what it was for.
Australia's been there for donkey's years.
Yeah, I understand.
There was locals hanging around there, yeah?
Yeah, Aborigines.
And then the white man came and said, we're setting up a prison here.
Yes, but most people from Australia, yes, are the descendants of criminals.
They are.
Who were sent there on boats.
Yeah, they were.
That was some cruise. I would have loved to go on that.
What?
I would have loved to go on that cruise. To Australia.
It's a bit,
Well, which way did it go?
It's a one-way trip.
So it was for English criminals, wasn't it?
And Irish. Irish, yeah.
So how come then...
If you recall many years ago, yeah...
Well, here, no, can I just say, I was not around when Australia was a prison.
No, but if you recall, we were in Wicklow Jail, and Wicklow Jail was used as a holding centre for people who were being sent to Australia.
They got the boat from Wicklow to Australia. That's a great old cruise, that is.
Well, it's not really. It's a one-way trip.
And come here, was it all-inclusive? Was the bar free?
I wouldn't think so.
Because I only do, now you know me, I like my cruises.
Yeah.
Cruises, cruise holidays.
When are you going on another one?
Maybe this year, actually, Head.
Oh, very good. Very good.
But I'll only go on a cruise that it has free bar, all inclusive.
What use is that to you? You don't drink?
Just to look at the drinks. look at them.
And not to be charged for looking at them?
Yeah. Actually, the last cruise I was gone, I did get asked for ID at the bar when I was trying to order a drink.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Why?
Because they know your ID when you get on the bloody ship.
So why did he ask me then?
He shouldn't have.
No, it was the poolside bar. You know, the poolside
bar. Doesn't make any difference. You know,
I love nothing more. As a non-drinker, I love a swim-up bar.
A swim-up bar, which is absolutely pointless for you.
I love a swim-up bar. Now, for those, most of you won't know that because you holiday in Salou.
I've seen a swim-up bar in Salou.
Someone I know... Oh. No, I don't mean to be. This is going to make me sound like an uppity prick. Are you better than we're recording?
Yeah.
This is going to make me sound like an uppity prick, and I don't mean to be.
Yeah.
But it just comes naturally to me. And my wife always says to me, well, she says, close the bathroom door before taking a dump.
She's right to say.
The other thing she always says to me is, Jeremy, think before you speak. But I'm not going to think before I speak. I'm just going to speak. And whatever comes into my mind, as you know, I suffer with ADHD, so I can't control. No, that's not ADHD. What's the thing where you can't control what you say?
I don't know.
Tourette's. Yeah, I have Tourette's. So most of you consider Salou for a week with your grandmother as living the life. A friend of mine who I follow on IG,
yeah,
on Instagram, is in a place called Alicante at the moment.
Alicante.
That's what they call it. That's what the tourists call it. And she put up a post there yesterday sitting by a pool. And I'm not being uppity about this. It literally looked like she was in Salogue Gardens. Now, for those of you who don't know where Salogue Gardens is.
Well, you're such a knob.
I know. It's the ADHD.
Salogue Gardens.
It looked like she put up a photograph yesterday in some kippy apartment block.
In Alicante.
Yeah, in Alicante. And she was sitting by the pool. And honestly, it looked like Salogue Gardens that she was in.
Salogue Gardens.
You could see IKEA and Yisk in the background. And what's the other shop that's out there? There's Yisk. There's IKEA. And what's the other one?
Oh,
the one you go to.
Sports shop.
Yeah, what's it called? Sports Direct, is it?
No.
Anyway, the sports... Decathlon. All it was missing was the Decathlon in the background. And she put up a photograph on Instagram... with the caption, yeah, living my best life. And I'm like, fuck love, if that's your best life, what's your worst life?
But how would you know? You've never been to Alicante.
I wouldn't step foot inside.
Why? You've never been?
I've no desire. I get 2 weeks holidays off a year from my six jobs.
Okay? Is that all you get?
That's all I get. Two weeks off from my six jobs. And the last thing I want to do on my 2 weeks off is go to Salogue Gardens in Ballymore. Now, I'm sorry if you're from Salogue Gardens. Is Stuffy from there?
No.
Okay, we're safe then. Stuffy won't be.
No.
We have a friend called Stuffy who's from...
That may or may not be his name. I don't actually think it's his actual name.
Oh, probably not. Anyway, I just... When she put up the living my best life and literally you're sitting by a pool with a load of scangers rolling joints with IKEA in the background in Alicante and I'm like, that's not your best life. But what's the point anyway you were making about going on cruises? Swim a pool.
Oh, swim a pool, yeah.
I love, that is, when I'm booking a holiday through Sandals Resorts, which is where we book all our holidays, Sandals and...
you wouldn't be let inside the door of one of those. Look at the state of you. Do you think if you rocked up to a Sandals Resort, they'd say, come on in, Mr. Dixon?
Well, sorry, first of all, I don't walk up to
they'd
a...
They'd say you're barred.
Well, first of all, I don't walk up to a Sandals Resort. I get chauffeured up to a Sandals Resort.
And then they open the door and they go, here.
In fact, the last Sandals Resort we were in last year, we were dropped to the front door of the hotel by a golf buggy. Thank you very much.
By a golf buggy.
Yeah, that was serving champagne and all that. So, living our best life.
You love Alicante.
I can tell you now, the only things that you see going around on wheels in Alicante is all the albums going around and the mobility scooters because they're too fat to fucking walk. That's
message from Louise just came in a moment ago.
Okay, yes, yeah.
And Louise said, and I agree with Louise on this because it's such a knobbish thing to do.
Okay, go on.
People who say IKEA sucked on their ma's tit for too long.
Now, I cannot confirm or deny how long I sucked on her tit for.
Right.
She says I was about 9.
No.
I was about 9 years of age. But I think you'll find, Louise, you uneducated fool, is that the correct pronunciation for IKEA.
If you happen to be Swedish,
no, but that's
you're not.
No, but that's what it's called. That's what the
you're not Swedish.
The company is called.
Okay, well, you know that place with the big harbour on the south side of Dublin?
The big place with the big harbour on the south side of Dalkey.
North of Dalkey.
North of Dalkey.
Big town, shopping centre. Bit of a kip now.
Ringsend.
No, further south.
Further south than Ringsend is.
Big harbour.
Big harbour.
Stena Line used to sail from there.
No, I don't even know what the Stena Line is. What's your point?
How do you pronounce the name of that town?
Where are you talking about?
Dunleary. How do you pronounce it?
Oh, Dunleary.
You don't, actually.
No, I do.
That's the point. You don't.
Dunleary.
It should be Dunleary. Anyway, and you don't say that.
Anyway, the point.
Dunleary.
The point I'm trying to make is when I book a hotel with sandals, a 5-star resort exclusive for high earners. You have to be earning 6-figure salaries to get into one of those resorts.
But you don't.
Oh, you do.
No, you don't.
Believe it or not, before you book a holiday with one of those resorts, you have to send over a copy of your P60 to show how much you earn.
Do you?
Yeah, they actually do. And if they see it, and it's only 4 or 5 figures, they rip it up and they go, look, hang on.
Not wanted here.
Not wanted here. Anyway, swim up pool, there's nothing nice.
Yeah, no, they're great. Yeah, they're great. The point is, though, if you don't drink, sitting there like a lemon, everybody else having a few beers and you there like a clown.
The only thing I don't like about a swim-up bar is they don't give you the drinks in a glass.
But obviously.
They don't give you... No, I've...
Obviously.
Sorry, when I'm paying $8,500 for a week's holiday...
Well, did you get a reduction this year?
We got a reduction. When I'm paying $8,500 for a holiday in a 5-star exclusive resort for professional people with professional jobs...
You have your kids in tow.
Legal briefs and judges and stuff like that would be sitting by the pool in their garments... In their garb,
such
as
a
they
fucking
say.
Clown of a man.
I don't want to be drinking from a plastic cup.
Well, that's the way it is. Because clowns like you who don't drink smash glasses and the glass ends up in the pool.
There I was sitting by the pool with a margarita in a plastic cup and I felt like I was at a Teddy Swims gig in the Tree Arena. Like, I'm sorry. When you pay $8,500, you should be drinking. Now, I know the people who go to Alicante drink out of a shoe. They'd literally drink out of a shoe, or out of their tits, or out of their bra, or something like that. I want to be drinking out of a proper glass. Why can't they serve glasses at the swim-up pools?
Because clowns break glasses and the glass ends up in the pool.
Oh, no, that's drunken fools like you that do that.
But that's normally who's at the swim-up bar.
Anyway, I was asked for ID on my last cruise.
Oh, that makes no sense.
I'm sorry, can I just tell you something, by the way, as a little warning, and I'll finish up this little chat. For those of you, do many of our listeners, would you say, are they on the Botox?
On the Botox?
Yeah.
Some are, I'm sure.
Who would you, if you're, just don't name names now, just as the people commenting in there, who would you say?
I don't know offhand. I can't suggest.
Her, definitely.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Look, completely. Look.
Yeah, and him.
What?
Him. Ah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Where? Who?
And her.
I mean, her face is stretched like a condom. Look. You don't have to stretch a condom before you put it on.
I know, Amanda just said, I'd love to be sitting at a pool right now.
Well, we all would.
Yeah, we would. Yeah.
Anyway, a friend of mine who's actually a lesser friend of Adrian's, but Jesus, Angela gets Botox. Angela, I'd be looking for a refund on that one.
What?
Angela just texts in and says she gets Botox. Oh, I'd literally...
What you could do with it.
Well, to that end, a friend of mine who has become sort of addicted to Botox, she got so... This is a true story. She got... No, she doesn't live in the state.
What state?
This state. She lives outside
the
state.
Oh, she's in an awful state, is she?
No, she is now. She lives outside the state.
Yeah.
She lives in a different country. And she's been getting so much Botox recently. And this is a true story. Let's just call her Sinead.
Okay, we'll call her Sinead. Is that her name?
Well, you know her name.
I know her name.
Yeah, turn off the mics.
Oh, hang on. Oh, her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, her. Have you not seen the face lately?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my God.
It looks a tad deformed.
It's literally stretched like a bed sheet. You know when you try and fit a bed sheet for a double bed onto a queen size?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And the sheet is literally, and it's bursting at the seams. Her face is like that now. And she told me that the other day because I was talking to her on the phone. She was asking for you, by the way.
That's good to hear.
She says, why doesn't Adrian ever message me?
Because I'm a little bit older than her. It's a little bit inappropriate.
Okay. Anyway, she started getting asked for ID again. No, this is a true story. So she hasn't been asked for ID in about 5 years. Now, this woman is, what age is she? Let's not narrow it down.
Mid-30s.
So now we have Sinead, mid-30s, doesn't live in Ireland.
Correct,
kind of giving it away now. She's been, like, she looks quite old, doesn't she? But she's after getting her face so stretched, yeah? It's as stretched as Adrian's bum would be if he ended up in prison. Like, I'm talking stretched.
And she's been asked for ID again.
She's been asked for ID again.
That's mad.
Have you not seen? She looks about 15 now. Like, it's ridiculous. So let that be a warning to you, Angela's, and all those other people, that if you are getting Botox or fillers or anything like that, the more you stretch your face, the more you're probably going to be asked for ID. And can I take back the point I made about Adrian's bum being stretched in prison? Not even a prisoner would find Adrian attractive. Not even a man who hasn't seen action in 15 years.
Just on the whole Botox thing, I've just gotten a message in. Jeremy, I'd nearly pay for you to get Botox. You need it so badly.
Well, how much is it?
It's dear enough now.
How would you know?
I'll get it sorted for you.
Oh, as a what's that word called?
Yeah.
As a freebie?
A freebie, yeah.
Is that tax deductible?
I don't know.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
I have a couple of things I want to talk about. Can we bring them?
Sorry, yeah, no problem.
I want to... Music's still playing. There's no need for music.
I want to what?
Some of the best speeches in the world ever were made without music underneath them.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, you insist on bringing up the music every time.
Continue.
When John Luther, or whatever his name is, says...
John Luther.
Lex Luther. What was his name? Says, I have a dream.
Oh, the late Lex Luther.
Lex Luther, yes. When Lex Luther stood on the podium and said, I have a dream. Blacks and whites will be the same.
Wasn't Lex Luther.
It was Lex Luther.
Lex Luthor was in Superman, you fool.
Sorry, which Luthor was it? Anyway.
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther. When he stood and made that speech, I have a dream. Now, Martin, sorry, everybody has a dream. Like, there's nothing new. I had a dream about Gal Gadot last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, I
can understand that.
Oh, she's my Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, I agree.
You're a dirty old man.
What?
It's okay when I say it.
Why, you're just slightly dirtier and younger.
Are you doing this thing, by the way?
What thing?
Did you press it?
What, that thing?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot. Was that what Martin had a dream about? Gal Gadot. No, she wasn't even born then.
Anyway, where are we
I'm
going?
I'm just saying, when I'm making speeches, I don't need music.
Okay,
behind
music's
me.
Gone. Music's
when
gone.
Your man said, I did not have sacrifices with that woman. That's a very good Bill impression, I think, isn't it? Close your eyes, everybody.
Maybe Bill in his latter years.
Oh, yeah, he's fucked now, God love him. Everybody close your eyes.
Well, yeah? Okay, eyes closed, yeah.
Okay. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky. Miss Lewinsky.
Bill, yeah. Welcome to Opinions Matter.
In fact, he probably got that sore throat from going down on her.
Stop it.
But he did.
Allegedly.
He did go down on her.
No, there was no downing.
Oh, no, she went down on him.
Yeah, allegedly.
Someone went down on someone.
There's issues.
There was issues.
Dress issues.
My point is, the greatest speeches in the world
don't
not,
need music. Okay,
do not
I
need music.
I
say, so I'll just bring it up maybe a little bit.
It's gone now.
I want to roll back on something that I said a couple of years ago on a previous show that we worked on. And that we're probably fired from. I hate when I say things, and I know it's going to come back to haunt me because, I was in Dunn's yesterday evening getting shopping, and I had my middle child.
Your middle child, yeah.
Middle child, that one there, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, she's quite a handful. She has meltdowns. Yeah.
At her age?
Oh,
she's hairy for meltdowns.
No. She said, it's easy knowing you don't have a daughter.
Oh, yeah. No, I do have a daughter.
Yeah, your daughter, say, back in the day was a wagon.
She used to have meltdowns,
yeah,
all right.
I remember your daughter's meltdowns. Anyway, I was at the till at Dunn's and I had all the shopping. And as those of you who don't have kids, and when people that don't have kids turn around and say, oh, such and such is stressful, such and such is stressful, fuck off. Nothing is stressful until you have kids. You know, people who say, like, my mother's on holidays at the moment, yeah?
Again?
Yeah, she's very, very, very...
on a permanent holiday?
Yeah, she's like Jill Dando, except alive. Jill Dando's dead.
Yeah, I wouldn't have ever mentioned her in that context now. At this day.
It's the only person I know that goes on holidays a lot, Jill Dando.
But nobody else knows who that even is
at this
stage.
Yes, they do. She was a big holiday program.
30 years ago?
No, that wasn't 30 years ago. Anyway, my mother was going on holidays the other day and she was packing the bag and I rang her and she said, Oh, the stress! I says, Ma, all you have to do is put a couple of two-piece bikinis and...
What? Your mother's wearing two-piece bikinis?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not really down with that sort of thing.
That's not... She's not trying to impress you. In fact, she says you're a dirty old creep.
No, but...
Is she not out to impress you?
I can't see Margaret wearing two-piece sweet...
Well, you don't have to. She's on holidays in a different country. You don't have to. You don't have to see her. Anyway, she's on the phone to me and you said, oh, the stress. Where's my passport? I says, Ma, you have no idea.
Mm.
You have no idea how stressful it is until you go away on holidays with kids because it's very, very stressful. And my point is, going to the supermarket when you have one child or two children is very stressful. So yesterday I was at the Dunn's and I'm putting the things on the conveyor belt. Swipe. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Beep. And my daughter spots a Kinder Bueno bar beside the
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Daddy, I want a Kinder Bueno. He said, no, you're not fucking getting the Kinder Bueno.
You shouldn't curse like that.
You should. Sometimes curses are needed.
To hammer home the point. You're not getting a fucking bar of chocolate.
Yeah, you're not getting a fucking Kinder Bueno. Now, stop. Daddy, I want to... Anyway, she went into full meltdown mode. So I just said, fuck it. Take the fucking Kinder Bueno. There was a lot of bad language.
You sound like Johnner.
There was a lot of bad language at the till. And I turned behind and there was a woman standing there who listens to this podcast. Grace is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello to Grace.
Grace.
I don't know if she's listening today. But anyway, Grace looked at me and she says, ha, I'm going to ring your podcast. You know these people that say, I'm going to ring your podcast one of these days. They never do.
And they never do.
They literally never.
No, they don't.
They never do. And Grace said, I'm going to ring your podcast one day. I said, why? Because I remember years ago, they always remember these things. I remember years ago, you said that parents just say no to their kids when they ask for things at the till. And I said, yes, I did say that, Grace.
You did say that.
Well, I didn't know her name at that time. That would have been really weird to know her name before I even knew her. But when you have kids, your opinions on things change. And I looked up our topic database and back when we were on 89 FM. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, that other station, yeah.
The other station. We did a topic and the topic is called Jeremy. It was basically Jeremy abuses parents who give in to their kids at cash registers. Great topic,
yeah.
And some people were calling for sweets to be banned from the cash register.
Which I think they should be, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and I said no at the time. I was vehemently against it.
Because you believed at the time, and I remember the topic now, believed at the time.
It's all coming back
now. No need to move the sweets, just say no.
Yeah, just
that was
say
it.
No.
Have you any control over your kids? No.
I remember some of my quotes. Don't be a weak fucking parent was one of my quotes.
But you didn't use the language on 89 FM.
No, we didn't. No. Don't say no. Take control of your kids.
Yes, I remember.
If I want to buy a Whisper bar at the Dunn's checkout, why should I be denied that right because you can't control your kids' hungry diet?
I remember the whole topic.
It was a rant like no other. It was a rant. It was like, I have a dream that one day...
So yesterday, your rambunctious little daughter decides
Let's not call my daughter names.
Well, we're going to now.
Are we?
So she threw a hissy fit.
She threw a hissy fit.
Yeah, rambunctious.
She wanted to get a Kinder Bueno bar.
You said piss off.
Yeah, I initially said piss off, and then I just gave in because you know what, lads? Sometimes it's like Ukraine and Russia.
How?
So my daughter is Ukraine.
Your daughter's Ukraine.
And I'm Russia.
So you bombed the shit out of your daughter.
Oh, there's just some battles you cannot win, and you need to know. Well, like the song by Kenny Rogers.
Islands in the Stream.
Oh, the other one. You gotta know when to fold them. So you gotta know when to fold them, yeah? You gotta know when you're beaten.
So what your daughter learned yesterday...
This is a long-winded story of
I gave in and I bought my daughter the chocolate she wanted.
Yeah. Sorry, to Shannon saying it's made up. It's not a made-up story. I was in Dunn's yesterday. In fact, I have the receipts because I'm going to claim it against my company taxes. Why do people find it hard to believe that I was in Dunn's? I'm in Dunn's every day.
No. I find it hard to believe that you would be claiming against company taxes for your inadequacies.
Oh, here's the other liquor now, Diane, saying it's made up. It's not a made up story. It's actually true, Diane.
So you gave in to your daughter because you couldn't be arsed with her having a tantrum.
Yeah, and my point is, you're...
Now, your daughter's 21, which I think is a bit old to be throwing tantrums.
She's not 21. But it just shows you how your opinions on lots of things change. Like, I remember back in the day doing a topic on parents should be arrested if you don't put seatbelts on your kids. Now I let my three kids bounce around the back of the car with no seatbelts on. Literally bouncing up and down, singing along to Bruno Mars. Who needs seatbelts? Kids, do you want to wear seatbelts? It's up to you. That's what.
So I noticed you have a bottle of water in the studio today. Yeah?
Yes, Vanessa gets it. She says you need to pick your battles.
You need to just say no.
No, you can't. You can't.
Oh, you can.
I'm telling you, my daughter's meltdowns, are akin to your man who had a meltdown with us that time.
Your man who had the meltdown with us?
The kicker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has she got a beard?
What? My daughter doesn't have a beard. They're akin. So you
basically gave in to her throwing the tantrum.
I have a video of her tantrum on my phone, and I'd play it here, but my wife would fucking kill me. She really would kill me. But her tantrums are like, it's like Putin and Zelensky. So I was...
They haven't met.
No. So I was Putin, and I just decided, like, and the chocolate bar is the Donbass. Okay?
So you took half of it, did you?
I took half the chocolate. I actually did. I took one finger out of the chocolate bar. So the chocolate bar was the Donbass, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I realised I'm not going to win this. So I'll compromise. So I gave her half the Kinder Bueno. And I bought a bottle of water as well.
Extremely. Yeah, with the water, look.
Yeah. Water snobbery, guys. For those of you who are looking at this podcast, you'll see that I have a bottle of water in my hand. And just in case the liquors think it's... I'm making up a story about a bottle of water.
It's a bottle of Ishka water.
Ishka water. I bought it in... Is it Lidl or Aldi? I can't remember where it sells it, but dirt cheap. Dirt cheap. And I brought it into the gym earlier on when I was doing a post-work workout. Pumped.
Go on, I'm listening.
And some of the lads in the gym were slagging me, saying, why are you drinking that shite?
What's shite about it?
And they were all there with their River Rock.
Yeah, no, I see, that's my thing. I'm a River Rock man.
And I didn't realise that water snobbery is a thing.
River Rock.
But does it not
flavoured
taste the
River
same?
Flavoured
River Rock. Does it not taste the same?
Like, no, this doesn't, because it's flavoured.
So it says here, lads, that this water, Ishka, comes from a spring in Limerick.
It is, yeah.
A spring in Limerick. Now... The water that they're drinking, River Rock, probably comes from a spring in Glendalough. What's the bloody difference? Why is there a snobbery? You can, by the way, you can get 10 bottles of this for like little or nothing.
Yeah, it's only water.
But why do people, what's the drink those wankers drink out in Killiney and Dalkey and all that? What's it called?
Evian, no?
No, Pellegrino. Pellegrino, yeah. Like, why would you pay £5
for it to be imported from Italy?
Oh, is that where it comes from?
Yeah.
And then there's this wanker that's in the gym. Hey, Gary, how are you? Say hello to Gary.
How are you, Gaz?
And he's an absolute wanker because he only buys this. So the new thing now is plastic bottles for water is now working class.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean to get them in?
No. He said, now this is not my words. Gary's words were the people who drink water out of plastic bottles go to get them out protests. You know, the Ireland is full protest.
So what does he drink his water out of?
He doesn't go to Ireland is full protest. He's not.
Yeah, but what does he drink his water out of?
The paper. Have you seen the paper square things?
Oh, cartons.
Cartons.
Out of that.
He does. Yeah, Gary does. He drinks it out of cartons.
Ah, no. No,
I don't do that either.
No, not at all. No, that's manky.
Well, it's not manky, but
it is.
It just doesn't taste the same. No, it doesn't.
There's your, look, there.
But what's the difference between your water and my water?
Mine is... mandarin flavoured.
The only thing about it is Lidl or Aldi, whoever it is that bottled this. I have an issue with this because my
they don't. That's an independent Irish company.
My son is trying to learn Irish at the moment, and it's not helping matters because he looked at this bottle and it's spelled I-S-H-K-A, and he said, "Daddy, is that how Ishka spells?" He was going to go in and slap his Irish teacher.
I don't think he should do that.
I think he should
go and slap her.
There should be more slapping of teachers, I think. And he said, "Daddy, why?"
So how do you spell Ishka?
I don't actually know, but I know it's not IS. That looks like it came from Turkey or something like that.
Yeah, no, I actually thought it was Turkish at the start.
But
Ishka, I-S-H-K-A. But how do you actually spell Ishka?
I don't actually know.
So how did you answer your son?
I didn't. Oh, sorry, I did. I do.
Go and slap the teacher.
No, how I answer everything. Alexa, what's the Irish for water? Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Yeah, no, we know it's Ishka, but how do you spell it?
I don't know how to spell it.
Do you know?
Genuinely don't know how to spell it. Yeah.
That is very poor. Very, very poor.
The bottom line is, according to my mate Gary, I'd love to get him on the show someday. He would cause ruckus. Ruckus? Ruchus? What's the word?
Ructions.
Ructions, that's the word. Because he basically said, if you drink water out of a plastic bottle,
you're scum.
You belong at the Kulak Says No protests.
He's a plonker now.
Oh, no, he's actually a sound bloke. He can console his kids.
He can say no.
His kids do not have meltdowns. Never have meltdowns.
How do you spell Ishka?
I genuinely don't know.
Do you know?
No, no.
Everybody knows. Anyone Irish knows how to spell Ishka.
But I'm not Irish.
Wait, where are you from?
No, sorry, I mean I'm not.
You're Irish.
No, I'm not. I'm a West Brit.
Yeah, you are actually, yeah.
West Brit. West Ishka. I-ish.
But it's not I-S-H-K-A.
I-S-C-A, is it?
No.
U-S-C-A.
Uski.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know how to spell it.
That's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
Sorry, I left school in 2001.
What's that got to do with anything? Well, were you in school for until you were 30?
Let's not work out the math. I wasn't 30 in 2001. I did my leaving cert. I'm the class of 2001. Yeah?
You're not.
Sorry, I am. And the reason I know that is, hello.
So there's you, Jeremy, at the back of the back of the class. How are you, class? I'm in sixth year.
Our school song when we were leaving school, our graduation song, was Lighthouse Family, Ocean Drive. That was our leaving cert song. It was. What year was Lighthouse Family?
You didn't learn how to spell Ishka.
Hang on, Ocean Drive.
It's an awful song.
No, it's not.
Ocean Drive. And how would that be anybody's leaving cert song?
Oh, God, I got that completely wrong.
That'd be closer, though.
Sorry, no, I'll take that. 1995, I graduated from school.
Oh, you're making this up now.
I'm literally making it up as I go.
Anyway,
along.
Ishka, you?
I can see it in my brain. But it's not a word you ever see spelled anywhere.
Yes, you do.
No, I've never seen that.
Ishka Aaron, the Irish Water.
Who are they?
The company that provides us with water.
Oh, Dennis O'Brien.
No, he's gone.
He used to do his dirty work for him.
Ishka.
Pushing the... Hey, you know Adrian used to push the water charges
for
Dennis
used to get paid handsomely for it.
He did.
Ishka, come on.
I'm not going to make
you
a fool of myself.
U-I-S-C-E. U-I...
Well, that makes no S-C-E. Sense.
Well, actually, the bottle actually makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. So that's
I-S-H-K-A.
So I'm going to get my son to go in and slap his teacher tomorrow and say, from now on, I want Ishka to be spelled I-S-H-K-A.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.